Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it and you don't want to blow it, if you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it and you don't want to blow it, if you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it and you don't want to blow it, you go to the Amazon and shop.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. It's another one for you. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy that just did that Amazon song. I had nothing. I don't know what happened to my notes. It's not here. It doesn't tell me what my AKA is today.
Hi, I'm Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who didn't come to work today.
I'm Corey Blaze, also known as the guy with his finger up his nose.
I'm Corey Blaze, also known as the guy that didn't read the book when he started.
That's true. I did not. I'm also...
What book?
The 101.
Oh,
Radio 101. See, you gave us half of the joke lip.
That's the point. You only get half.
Because we didn't read the book either. Oh, I got it now. That was a smart one.
I see lip coming out of the gate with guns a-blazing. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Whoa.
Well,
Oh, shoot.
What?
Lip, I don't like say that. Please, not on my happy day.
No, I just forgot to delete the old intro from last week.
That's and that was a reason for you to stop the whole show with an oh, shoot?
Yeah.
Of course, Corey.
He was really proud of that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to have a moment.
So the debate is finally coming to an end.
What debate?
The debate of
gaffer tape.
Of the Christmas pie.
Oh. Was that really a debate though?
It wasn't a debate more than it was a mystery.
I could tell you one thing is I'm a little hungry.
So for a lot of new people that trip over the show and find the show, allow me to give a little bit of background on the Christmas pie. DTS claimed that he has the most amazing orgasmic Christmas pie.
Didn't I say that?
That is, play the tape back. He said it.
Nope.
That.
What was that, like last year sometime, right?
Yes, we've been waiting. I want to say we've been waiting probably 3 years. He's been talking up this pie.
Yeah, that's like the whole time I was on vacation, right?
Three.
How was that?
6 years he's been talking up this pie.
It's been 12.
About how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. And we've all been sitting around waiting 13 years to get this pie.
13 years a slave.
Yes. And he has never had it. We have been waiting around for 50 shades of pie and we've never gotten it. You see what I did there, Lip?
Yeah.
That worked a whole lot better than your didn't read the book joke, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. DT has this pie. What consists of the pie? Refresh our memories of what the pie is all about.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this here is a, let me go to my screen, my shot. This is a chocolate pecan pie.
Chocolate pecan pie.
Yeah, so it's everything you would get in a regular pecan pie. Added chocolate. All right. And
now, is this fresh chocolate or is this chocolate
shut syrup? Shut up. No, it's hold on. See, now I had to go to your shot because you're talking. It's chocolate pecan pie. I use chocolate chips in the pie mix, in the filling.
Okay.
And whole half pecans, all right? Mm. Opposed to using whole pecans because, you know, like, I only like my pecans half.
Mm.
That's a race joke. Mm. No. Someone laugh.
Oh, are we on the website live, by the way, just to pop in?
Yes, okay. We're live on Facebook. We're live on the Ustream is live, and I'm recording. We're all good right. to go.
Sorry to cut that up. Martha, go over to the
headphones are live, so Facebook have sound.
Okay. They're saying sound. The Facebook sounds weird, but not to pull the curtain back too much. I mean, but that's not anything
Facebook
we can
always
do.
Always sounds weird.
It could just be Facebook, so.
Yeah.
It might be something else.
But instead of using a regular, pre-made pie crust, I actually made a cinnamon roll pie crust.
Mm.
So I made the cinnamon rolls. All right, I'm going to pull the curtain back on the pie. I pre-bought the dough, all right? But I made the cinnamon butter that goes inside the dough
okay.
and rolled it myself and chopped it myself to make cinnamon roll pie crust. Mm.
Now the precipice behind all of this is that we have been promised said pie forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have been asked about said pie forever, and it has finally come to fruition.
Yeah.
Vitae brought in the pie.
Yep.
Yes.
Actually brought in the pie, and we have it set up on Pie Cam. If we want to go to Pie Cam, it is here. The Pie Cam.
You want a single shot of the Pie Cam?
Give a single shot of
single
the
shot
pie
of Pie Cam.
Cam. There we go.
I wish there was a lower third that said Pie Cam.
You're the producer. Here's the thing. I've been excited about this pie, but because it took so long for us to get one, the excitement has kind of winged.
Oh.
Mm.
Is that bad?
No. I guess not.
Well, I think it's okay because now your taste buds are not like expecting.
Actually, yes, it's good because I want your honest, completely honest opinion, and I don't mind if you
bash
hurt my heart.
No. See, that's
he
the
just
problem.
Won't ever make a pickup.
No, see, that's the problem, and I'm glad that you brought that up because here's the thing: anyone that asks me for my honest opinion, they always get pissed off at me. And then if I don't give them my honest opinion, after they ask me for my honest opinion, they get pissed off at me. So no matter which way it goes, I lose.
See, but the viewers win if you give me your honest. Because if you give me your honest and you don't like it and you're mean to me about it, this is going to be one hell of a show.
See, there's no such thing as being mean. It's just honesty.
Well, yeah, but if it's rude as hell...
It's not going to be rude. It's going to be honest, and it's
okay. We'll be brutally honest, and either way, either you're going to love it, or it's going to depress the hell out of you. But you won't know until you take a bite.
You won't know until you take a bite.
Mm.
If I give you, I don't like it when someone asks me for my honest opinion.
I want your honest opinion.
As soon as you pulled that out of your gam bag when you walked into the studio, I immediately called out the dough.
Yeah.
I am the foodie. I am a professional fat guy.
Not only that, but
insulin shot this morning.
That's true. But you knew for a fact that I didn't make the dough myself because we were talking about how I wanted to learn and you wanted to learn how to make cinnamon roll dough.
Because I have said that I am not a baker. Now, you have already won up me by the fact that you were able to actually produce a pie. I could never put a pie together. I'm not a baker. I will savory slam you all day.
Mm. Okay.
But I'm not a baker. I've never claimed to be a baker.
So you're the chef and he's the pastry chef.
Well,
I love how you said that with so much conviction.
I know, right? Maybe I am. I don't know. I haven't had a complaint yet about the pie.
Okay.
But then again, I feed it to homeless people.
Love it.
Yes.
Is this the pie?
Is this the pie
that caused the conundrum over Christmas?
Yeah, this is the pie that my grandparents, well, the people on my family at my grandmother's house didn't eat just because they don't like pies in general, or pecan pie, I guess. I just
something
found out
about
this year.
Diet, right?
But yeah, they don't want to die or something like that.
They don't want to die.
No, I said diet.
Oh.
I thought you said they don't want to die either.
I
reiterated it, but but my Mexican friends love this pie, and like my friend, her dad,
yes.
When I made this pie, he swore up and down. He was like, "Dite bought that pie. Dite did not make that pie. He bought that pie." And I didn't squish the shots, and I just noticed it right now, pulling the curtains back. I'm Corey Blaze right now. I'm Taylor.
That's cool. We're switching up. Hi, Corey.
New year, new me.
Wow, Corey actually lost a lot of weight.
Hey, I've been working out. What can I say?
Corey looks good. with his pie shirt on.
This is the first time we can say this. Dang, Corey, you're looking fine as hell.
Oh, I can't get to it. Lip, you gave it to me
way too soon.
Way too soon.
Nope.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. But Corey, you really left it. Tell me no. But my body.
Lip, why don't you sing anymore?
What?
Yeah, you're supposed to sing with us.
We're all supposed to sing. That's the whole bit.
Let's try it again, Lip.
I don't want to do it again. I lost it.
Let's go back to the chat clip.
Lip just wants
Daniel,
the freaking
Daniel let
pie.
Himself go. I don't know what you've been doing.
I don't know, Corey, but you look amazing.
Hey, thank you. What can I say?
And for those of you that are listening to the audio replay of this, we're talking about the shots are switched on our live feed video stream. And while mention of the live feed video stream, a couple of people have said that it sounds teeny audio on Facebook. So what we're going to do is that if you guys want to jump over to fatguyradioshow.com/live, it should sound better there. But during the opening of the show, we're going to reset Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. So the pie is here.
Yes.
Yes.
I am not as excited for the pie as I was originally because it took 4 years to get here. So this better be some orgasmic pie.
Try it. Try it. Try it. Literally, do I have to get up and cut it? Or
no, we'll try it. Let's start the show. We'll do it in the body of the show. And that way we can also fix the Facebook problems. Folks, it's not on our end. All of our Facebook connections look solid. I don't know why it's transitioning the way that it did. But yes, I took my insulin. I am looking forward to D-Tay's new year, new you, crack pie.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, Uncle Scar, guess what?
I despise guessing games.
I'm gonna be King of Pride Rock.
Oh, goody.
My dad just showed me the whole kingdom, and I'm gonna rule it all.
Yes. Well, forgive me for not leaping for joy. Bad back, you know.
Hey, Uncle Scar, when I'm king, what'll that make you?
A monkey's uncle.
You're so weird.
You have no idea. So, your father showed you the whole kingdom, did he?
Everything.
He didn't show you what's beyond that rise of the northern border.
Well, no. Said I can't go there.
And he's absolutely right. It's far too dangerous. Only the bravest lions go there.
Well, I'm brave. What's out there?
I'm sorry, Simba. I just can't tell you.
Why not?
Simba, I'm only looking out for the well-being of my favorite nephew.
Yeah, right. I'm your only nephew.
All the more reason for me to be protective. An elephant graveyard is no place for a young prince. Oops.
An elephant what? Whoa.
Oh, dear, I've said too much.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Ah, it's Friday night and I just got paid. And you know, when you get paid, there's a good chance you're going to get. All right, everybody, welcome live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. All over the world, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's that, Dud?
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show. Or comment on our Facebook Live. Hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Cloud Cam. This revolutionary indoor security camera works with Alexa. Offers 1080 HD video, night vision, and two-way audio. Stay tuned while away. You can watch, download, and share the last 24 hours of motion alert video clips, get notified when the cloud cam sees activity, And by shopping through the special Amazon Cloud Cam link on FatGuyRadioShow.com, you get a free 30-day Cloud Cam subscription. Add the Cloud Cam to your Amazon Alexa family today and do all your Amazon shopping through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. The number one way we power this showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And welcome to the show, everybody. We're trying our best to work out these Facebook issues. We're attacking it on two sides here. So if you have jumped over to the live on our website, make sure that you tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show if you are going to stay over there. But we're working on getting it back up and running. But I'm looking at it. Not yet. I am looking at it to see how we're doing. Give me a few seconds here, boys.
No problem. No problem, Corey.
Of course.
You know, this just proves that it's a live show.
Yeah, yeah. It's live. We've got bugs and everything, crabs. What?
Bugs.
Got wrinkles.
Crabs, wrinkles.
The gout.
We're working on getting the iron heated up, right?
Yeah, we got the irons in the fire.
I got eye fatigue.
Did you pass your grocery store eye test?
No, still think that broccoli is cilantro.
I'm sure that it is.
We have, what is that, starch? Is that what you use to take the wrinkles out of your clothes?
Yes, spray starch.
We got starch. We got pie.
We do have pie.
Yeah. We have pie. And I'm like,
I'm super
excited.
I'm excited too.
I know what this pie tastes like. And like, I just want to know, like, I can't wait to see your guys' faces.
My mouth is actually watering right now.
You are overselling it, man.
No, I don't like. It's okay pie. It's good pie.
Don't say it's okay pie.
It's good pie. It's not orgasmic pie. It's not gonna make you pull your yam bags over your head, but you're not gonna spit it out either.
But you do realize who I am.
You're fat.
Yeah. Well, obviously, but
his palate is like 2 million versus ours.
I have a very tame palate, and I can discern processed foods and store-bought foods and
overcooked.
I'm just telling you that don't oversell yourself on this damn pie.
Okay, you're right.
No. All right, let me ask you this, DT. If you had to sell that pie, what do you think it would sell for?
A dollar a slice? No, you're right, 50 cents. 50 cents a slice. You know what? You can get the whole pie for a quarter.
Change back on a dime.
How much for it if I just stick my fingers in the pie? How much for a crumb? How much for the pie tin? Just half of the pie tin. And then I can walk out and I just tell my friends I had the pie tin.
How much just a lick of spoon you used? how much just for a lick?
How much just to go up to the guy who baked it and high five him and see if a little of the pie mixture gets on my fingers?
How much for the smell? How much
is it for me just to stand outside your pie stove and just tell everybody that there's pie in there?
How much to let me look in the window?
How much for me just to drive by your pie shop?
How much for me just to think about the pie?
Can I just get a piece of pie?
Got change for honey.
Oh, my God.
That was the best movie ever.
Oh, my God. What movie was it?
I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get... I know.
And that scene is between Isaac Hayes and Chris Rock.
It was a...
Buying a rib.
Because he
was at the rib shop.
Yeah, because he was just counting it down. All right. Let's try to rebroadcast back up.
All right.
On Facebook Live and see. Let's go back out live and see if that helped anything. Did we log completely out and back in?
No.
No, you want to log?
Stopped it.
Yes, yeah, I stopped the feed and everything. Did you want to log completely out?
No, let's try back up. Everybody kind of jumped over to Facebook Live now, or Ustream Live. But anyway.
But yeah.
So I'm excited for the pie. So we're back up there. Hopefully the audio is working. And I say we put on a little bit of pie music.
Okay.
And then D-Tay.
Am I cutting the pie?
I think you should cut the pie.
All right. Let me go ahead and put
can
on.
Can you cut the pie and.
Let me put on pie cam.
You cut the pie and I will give a play-by-play on what the pie is. Let me try to find some pie making music here. Let's put this in the background.
Yep.
The old mailback letter. Oh, I love the mailback sound. All right, so D-Tay's. Give me a small piece. D-Tay's cutting into the pie with the knife that we stole from someone that We don't know. Now, the pie, if you're not looking at it on our live feed, pecans are seen. You can see the cinnamon rolled crust around the edges. But from the front of it, from just looking at it, Lip, it looks like a pecan pie.
Yeah.
With the special crust.
Yes.
So, yes, we are cutting the pie. Mama Martha off the Twitter, cut the pie! We are cutting the pie. DT's cutting the pie, grabbing a couple of forks and stuff. Lip, are you really excited about it, or are you just hungry?
I'm both.
You're both excited and hungry?
Yes.
Now, DT, off microphone there, you said that the pie tastes better warm? So,
with a nice scoop of vanilla ice cream.
See, a nice scoop of vanilla ice cream. I should have had my insulin shot tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so it's coming apart. Now, DT, you might be in. DT pulled out the first slice. The first slice of every cut pie, cake, or whatever is always the most disastrous.
Yeah.
So you go back in and you dig it out and you serve that to Philippius.
I'll eat whatever you give me.
I'll hand that over to Philippius. Philippius has got a slice of pie.
There's no chance this is going to wait. Sorry.
Lips, you can't. Come on. Give it a little upsell there, Lip. Well, and those of you that are rejoining us back on
Facebook,
let us know if everything sounds good.
How's it sound? Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Is it all crackly? Does it sound like we're in a coffee can right now?
We've got so many.
You got to turn up your headphones.
We've got so many new little fangled things. All right, so DT is now cut into the second piece of the pie. It is in a glass pie baking dish,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought that special.
You bought the baking sheet specially for
this pie. Yeah.
Now, at first glance, I'll wait till DT gets himself a piece. Is there peanut butter in this?
No.
Is there supposed to be peanut butter in pecan pie?
I don't know. I saw something that looks like peanut butter.
That's the cinnamon from the bottom.
Is that just the congealed cinnamon and corn syrup?
Yeah.
All right. Have a seat. Rejoin us. DT cut the pie. This is the much anticipated DT pie. Lip has not taken any time. So, DT.
Sorry, there was some on my fork. I just had to clean it off. That's all.
I got to ask, before I dive into this, I got to ask you a question. Okay. Do you want me to give you the
friend thing,
or do you want me to, how my son says, Food Network you?
You know what? Food Network me.
You want to Food Network
you? Food Network me. Because it's only going to make me better.
Okay. From appearance level?
It looks horrible.
It's horrible. It's horribly appearance. And from appearance level, it looks a little overbaked.
You looked a little overbaked.
What? See? He gets upset.
I'm just playing with you. No, I got you.
All right.
All right, I'm going in.
All right, Lip is going in for a taste of the pie. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a big fan of chocolate, especially chocolate chips. Lip, what's your take on it? Mata Martha wants some.
To me, it tastes really good.
To you, it tastes good?
Yeah. I mean,
DT, it's your pie. Well, how do you think this one came out?
I've only had one other pecan pie.
And where was that?
This one's not my best pie.
That was store.
Not even going to lie.
Store-bought.
It was store-bought? All right. I'm going to go in for my first bite. And that deserves a nice timpani Lip. And some pecan, some chocolate, a little bit of the cinnamon crust in there. Let's see.
He is eating. He is chewing. He's liberating. Analyzing.
He's letting all his taste buds go to work.
He's getting his dinger and his buzzer ready. All right.
Semi-sweet chocolate?
Yeah. Ooh, very defined palate.
It's not overly sweet.
No.
The mouth feel is that of a pecan pie.
Okay.
I honestly would prefer this without the chocolate.
Okay. Hey.
The chocolate.
But you're not a big chocolate guy anyway.
I'm not a big chocolate guy.
Yeah, so.
Well, technically, he is a big chocolate guy.
Nice one, Lip. Nice one.
But here's what I'm getting.
But understandably, he doesn't like big chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm getting overpowered with the chocolate.
Okay.
I didn't get any cinnamon. or any cinnamon butter at all. But I'm going to go back in for another bite.
No problem.
In the crust.
Okay.
And people say, hey, don't eat on radio. Screw you.
We're some hungry foods, all right?
I'm going in for... Now, it definitely has disintegrated.
Yeah.
It has fallen apart.
That happens with this pie.
It shouldn't.
No, I know.
Why does it stay together? Why did you not use corn syrup? You don't have enough binder. What did you run out of?
I use a different binding agent this time. I didn't put
enough what? You gotta take that out.
enough men cream. I use enough men cream.
It does it twice. I'm gonna debate you on the fact that you made the cinnamon butter.
I did. Why is you think it's store bought? Did it taste that good?
No, it tastes store bought.
No, I made it myself.
It's good
with store bought product.
Well, no, everything you make is store bought, but
no, I literally made it. Let the butter get room temperature. I put in my own because you do it with cinnamon, butter, and I think that's it. Cinnamon and butter.
I would like to try it warm. I think that it would have. Now my overall, it's a good pie.
It's decent, right?
It's a decent pie. For someone that doesn't claim to be a baker, that's pretty damn successful.
Thank you.
As a pie. The chocolate is overpowering. I got a mouth of nothing but chocolate in my first bite.
Okay.
If I had maybe if it was warm, the chocolate maybe wouldn't be. It'd be a little bit more gooier. Mathamata off the Twitter suggests putting in dark chocolate next time. Have you ever done it with dark chocolate?
I have not.
Dark
have
chocolate.
Not. I might do that. And then because
but you're going to have to up your ratio of sugar.
Well, and also if I do the dark chocolate, I might bump down the serving of chocolate on it just because it is overpowering.
I think if it's warm, I think maybe the cinnamon and the butter will come through a little bit better.
Yeah, and usually I serve this day of. Like, I baked this last night, so.
Oh, so we get day old pie lip.
Well,
Wait a minute.
I've been working all day. I told you this. I've been at work all day. I come straight to the studio from work. Okay. Where am I supposed to bake this pie at?
I don't know.
Day of.
I don't know. We weren't number one.
If it was summer, you guys weren't expecting pie.
Let's give him credit. We were not expecting this tonight.
No.
I was not. He was not mandated. He did make a promise in the year of 2012 that he was going to bring a pie in.
Yes.
Who knew it was going to take 17 years for us to get it? So he surprised us.
Your math is off.
But you surprised us. My math is fine, Liv. Screw you. But he surprised us with a day old pie. But to your credit, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you Lip's plate.
I almost licked the plate.
Lip wants another slice.
I almost licked the plate.
I would like to try it again when it's warm.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of your flavors have worked against you.
Yeah.
Especially if they've been sitting for a day.
Yeah. If this was a competition against other amateur pies, I say that this would probably give you a third place ribbon.
Thank you. Oh. I placed.
Out of four pies. Oh,
so now a slice goes up to 75 cents.
Bro, it doesn't matter how many pies you put up there. You gave me third place. I'm still top three. So.
It's not bad. I'm still eating it.
You're still on a pedestal.
That is true. I told you. It's not orgasmic, but you're not going to spit it out.
Now, what we need to do.
Get some milk.
What we need to do, and I'm talking to Mata Martha off of Twitter, is that for our 7th year anniversary in May, Mata Martha needs to pull some strings with Miss Liz, Arizona Cookie Company, who just got a free plug from me right now, that I need some radio cookies.
Yes. Valentine's Day is coming up.
The anniversary show, Lip.
Oh.
Where did I lose you?
I don't know.
We've never
the
played
pie, the pie is just.
We've never played that bed all the way through.
Jacked up my head.
We're all.
The pie jacked up your head.
But I don't like chocolate, but I'm a big fan of pecans, big fan of cinnamon. And you know what, DJ? All in all, third place, I would give you on that pie.
So if I ever make this pie again for you, I would just take out the chocolate.
I would alleviate the chocolate and amp up the cinnamon.
I got
then again, when it's warm, like you said, it might bring out more.
It might bring out more, but I'm still eating it because I like the pecans.
Yeah, pecans are good.
And I put a whole bunch of pecans in there. because I love the pecan taste.
Your pecan saved you.
Oh, thank you.
In May 22nd, Madam Martha. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get back and we'll stop eating. And I want to talk about two things. Oprah and Timberlake.
Okay.
Oprah and Timberlake. We'll be right back on I Haven't Gotten to the Commercial. I guess we're out. Oh, we're back. We'll be back after this. Rat bastard.
Hello, this Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show After Burn Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the After Burn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice. Because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This evening, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Lady K, no, I'm not. Stop it. Supposed to be doing a Target commercial right now. I got to get my girl in place. You stop that. I'm not.
You're going to get the phone book.
I'm going to get the phone. Lady K, you're fine. Love the hell out of you. Stop it. Now back to the show, everybody. Sorry y'all had to see that ugly moment.
It's probably something about being a chocolate.
No, just every once in a while you gotta check her, you know? No. She get a little sensitive and she gets those emotions and I gotta rein those emotions back in. I need a girl with no emotions. I need a Zygborg woman. All right, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com still wants to help you be the best you in the new year. Through our Target banner, you can save up to 20% off gaming, yoga equipment, 20% off exhilaration clothing. And if you sign up for an exclusive Target Red Card, every purchase made through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, you'll save 5% on your order. Remember, Target lets you order online and pick up at your favorite store or have it delivered to your door. No matter which way you choose during checkout, always get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize to the person who has to clean this windscreen because I just spit all kind of pecans in it.
Nice.
Glad we have our own. Lady K, stop it.
Quick question.
Answer.
So, like, last night I couldn't find my pie tin. Well, the pie tin I wanted
you
to use.
You literally went and bought that?
No, I have. Well, no, I have four of them.
Okay.
Because I make these pies. Like I told you, I make these pies for Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff.
In the middle of your question, can I pose a question?
Yes.
Did you spray the glass with anything first before you layered everything in
it?
No,
I did not.
Okay.
You can taste that.
No, it's just stuck.
Yeah.
But that's also another layer of your ability so that's a technical flaw, not a flavor flaw, technical. I've done it hundreds of times, bro.
I usually do it. And I like last night I was just like, wow. Like I said, and I couldn't find it. And my roommate was like, how about you just make cupcakes? I was like, how am I going to do that? But now I'm thinking about maybe
you
I
just
should
take the same
ingredients and just put them in a cupcake.
Yeah, and just slice it in half.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about trying that next time is making a cinnamon roll cupcake with the pecan pie cupcake.
That actually sounds really good.
So basically the bottom will be the crust.
So what I'll do is you should let me come to your house one day and we can try experiment with that. And like I'll do half of them regular pecan and then put a single chocolate chip in each of the other ones.
You want to come to the house?
Yeah, I'll come to your house.
I'll have to ask the little Asian people that live with me now.
Mm. Yeah, let me come to your house to do it. Because your kitchen is always clean, and I want to dirty it up because I want to see how like OCD you get when I dirty it up.
I don't. It turns off like for Christmas.
Yeah.
And holidays, the kitchen gets absolutely disastrous.
Okay.
And no one knows. I'll reveal my Christmas secret. No one knows that after my mom or Miss Margie goes in and cleans my kitchen, the next day I re-clean everything. I put it all through the dishwasher again. And then my dishwasher tablets have like an antibacterial tablet that goes in there too, to really make sure that the dishes are doubly clean. So that's why when they do wash the dishes, I have them put it in the dishwasher. And then the next day I go and run the dishwasher.
See, I knew that already. You said nobody knows. And the reason why I knew that was because when I was living with you.
Yep.
When he visited,
when your stuff was in my house.
When I was living with you, little fella and his mom came.
Yep.
Oh. And you cooked.
Jesus Christ.
And then she said, I'll clean up. And then you're like, DT, after she cleans, I'm going to clean the kitchen again.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, no. I don't even, this is, and I'm doing my son a disservice because I don't allow him to clean up.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it right. He cleaned up his room. He's going to be mad at me for telling this. He cleaned up his room, and I had to threaten him to go full dad on him because he cleaned up his room. I told him, get the water bottles out of your room. He comes and gets the water bottles and leaves one water bottle under the chair in his room where the other water bottles were. So he picks up the water bottles off of the chair, makes no attempt to look under the chair to get the other water bottle, and then proceeds to go downstairs and lounge. So then I come in after him. And I'm like, AJ, did you get the water bottles? Yes, I got the water bottles. Did you get all the water bottles? Yes, I got all the water bottles. Are you sure? He says, yes, I promise. I said, come back upstairs and bring your apology with you.
Oh, called him out.
He comes up and he says, and now he's, you know, he's turning his little colors. Yeah. He's like, I got all the water bottles. And I says, what's that? Am I seeing things? Am I hallucinating again? Did I drop acid?
Yeah, he drops a lot of acid.
And he looks down and he says, that water bottle wanted to stay.
Wow.
So then he gets cute, and then I can't be mad at him anymore because he goes all cute face on me.
No, then you give him a buttload of money.
Yeah, but you got to tell him.
I don't buy my kid off.
You
do.
You got to tell him, no, that water bottle got evicted.
Didn't pay his rent.
He just wouldn't, and he knows I'm OCD. So he knows I'm going to nitpick about everything. And here's the secret. He doesn't realize that I go in and clean his room after he's gone anyway.
Well, he knows now.
Yeah, he does. He's not allowed to listen to the show. But he goes in.
Like he listens.
Because his bed, he's got better sheets and setups in his room than I do.
That was a nit.
And I own the house.
Yeah.
But in order for his stuff to stay up and stay in good condition, it has to be treated right.
Like how right?
Like he has throw pillows that are a certain amount of money. I don't want those crunched up on his window seat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And they've got, you know, little, there's no way for me to say this without sound like a complete douche.
Well, you just said a lot of money, so we know that rich folk talk for like, I don't want to tell you that I spent $300 for these throw
pillows.
They're
not $300, sure. But they're really nice designer throw pillows that match the throw that's across his bed. He doesn't have a blanket. He has a throw.
And the duvet.
We don't have any duvets, but he has
duvet. We don't have any duvets.
We don't have any duvets in Dubai.
It's a duvet.
Doobie.
Is it draped across the armoire?
It's draped across the foot of his bed, and a little bit is supposed to spill over the railing of his footer.
Mm. His footer. So he has a footer.
Jesus Christ. I don't. See, there's no way for me to get out of this without sounding like a rich
guy. Okay, we'll get on to the rest of it, though.
So anyway, so I go in and I want his room to look picture perfect so that his stuff stays in good condition.
Okay.
That's the only reason why.
And that's understandable because you spent a crap ton of money on this stuff that you wanted to be taken care of.
A truckload.
Didn't
of money.
Mommy Dearest say, no more wire hangers?
Oops, wrong button. I'm about to play the social. I was on the wrong bed. No, but I do. I am picky about it, and I am a little OCD, but while we're spilling beans about me, I have a confession to make. Mm. I might be pregnant.
What?
for the last 2 weeks, ever since Christmas, there is an item of food that I can't seem to get enough of. I'll open up the floor to guests and those of you that are on live.
Hold on.
I want to guess. It is a single item of food.
Can we get a hint? And the hint, like, can we get, like,
Like a type? Is it dessert?
Savory? Is it sweet?
It doesn't fit into... Oh, I know what category it would fit into.
Okay.
A condiment.
A condiment. Again with the condiments. Remember last time it was a condiment? It was Nutella?
No, yeah. Nutella.
Well, because you said you
well,
had...
Yeah, Nutella is a condiment.
You never tried it before and you classified it as a condiment.
This is something that I have had several millions of times. But since Christmas,
okay,
I cannot get enough of them. I eat them with things. I eat them by themselves. I eat them. So, I don't like green eggs and ham. I don't like them.
Sam, I am.
It says it's a condiment, but that might be a classic, like a snack.
Well, it might be pickles, because pickles is considered like a condiment.
Yeah, I want to know what people think.
I'm going to go with peppercinis.
Peppercinis.
The little yellow ones? Is that what?
Yeah.
No, no peppercinis.
I'm going to go with pickles.
Okay, DT rings in with pickles. What are you ringing in with?
Oh, let's see.
Vienna sausages.
Those are probably bigger than his weenie anyway.
Oh, lip!
Oh!
Avocados from Mexico.
They're avocados. No, I'm just kidding.
My two avocados. Off of the Twitter, they're... JR is chiming in with ketchup. Who wants a lot of... Who would want ketchup?
Frankenstein from Big Daddy. He wipes his own butt.
You know what show, sidebar, while Lip is thinking, you would have to give him some time.
Yeah.
You know what show I kind of been binging on a little bit on demand on my Contour app from Cox?
What?
The Middle.
The Middle?
Yes. The Middle. And The Middle has the... Because the dad character is played by the guy who played the janitor in Scrubs.
Okay.
So I've just been watching this, and I don't know why, but it's what? Just a it's like, it's basically Married with Children 2016.
Okay. I've never even heard of The Middle.
Never heard of The Middle?
No, but then again, I don't watch TV.
The only like recognizable that. Character to me in that whole series is the guy that played the janitor in Scrubs.
Yeah.
All right, Lip, back to you. What item?
I'm going to say like a special... type of cheese.
Special type of cheese.
I don't know what kind, though.
String cheese.
A type of cheese.
Martha Moo called me bougie because I run the dishes through the dishwasher.
Oh.
Mata Martha off the face, off the Twitter.
Oh, wait, you can't even eat cheese.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can't even have cheese. Get a buzzer on that one there, Lip.
Neil Flynn,
yes, he played the janitor on Scrubs. We're having two conversations at one time, Lip. I'm sorry.
Chris, you didn't know Chris Kattan? He plays Bob in The Middle. Chris Kattan, he's from Corky Romano. He's a big character on Saturday Night Live.
He has a very, very small role. I have noticed him.
Okay.
He is like he's not one of the main characters.
Oh, okay.
He's not one of the main five.
Nine seasons. How have I not heard of that?
I don't know.
Nine seasons?
I just tripped over it.
I just started watching Bob Burger.
I have never watched Bob Burger.
I started like this past weekend, and I'm already on season 5.
So the item that I can't seem to get enough of, DT had it right originally.
Peppercinis.
Pickles.
That's what I said, pickles.
You said pickles at first.
I did say pickles.
As a bye comment, then you rendered peppercinis.
Well, I wanted to say pickles. I said pickles, and I was like, no, nah, that's too like right there on the money. So I was like, peppercinis, because I was like, this bougie mother lover, something obscure.
No.
But it was just pickles?
It's pickles.
Now, question, is it the sweet pickles or the dill classic pickles?
Classic dill pickles.
Spear whole.
Spear whole or minis.
Speared, quartered, and whole.
Wow. All even chipped?
Yeah, the quarters are the chips.
Okay.
The chips I put on sandwiches, the whole... I just grab with my calm hand and just go to town on a lip. That was a very inappropriate movement of the hand. For those
I'm
of
just
you.
Saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get a pickle.
Get that pickle.
Yeah, get that dill pickle.
That dill pickle.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a dill pickle?
Oh, I don't know. I got to ask these rugrats about this dill pickle.
Hey, what's the deal with this pickle?
Oh, yeah.
Why is his pickle so little?
He always takes it off the cliff.
You really do. And I just spit all over my mic. I am so sorry to whoever's got to clean this windpipe.
Nobody.
It now has pecans and saliva. Pecan saliva microphone.
And dill pickle.
And dill pickle.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dill. Oh, dill. Oh.
Did we already do what's the deal with this pickle?
Oh, yeah, I did that
one.
Oh, dill.
Oh, dill.
Oh. Hey, anybody want to dill out this pickle? Dill.
It's dill pickle's choice.
Dill.
I think we got the title of the show.
This show is so stupid. We started with pie and ended with pickles.
Oh, pie
it's
and pickle.
Pie. Oh, pie pickle. Oh, put pickles in the pie.
Why are we thinking the same thing?
Pinch Pokeyo me a Coke.
A pickle pie.
Oh, dill.
Oh, he's literally writing down old deal.
I just want to say that again. Oh, deal.
Pickle. Pickle deal.
Okay.
It's Pickle Rick.
We'll do the old deal and then let you follow it up with a pickle.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, deal.
Pickle.
It sounds like one of those Budweiser frogs.
Pickle.
Deal.
Pick.
Go.
Oh, yeah, you got it right.
Yay. Lip took his insulin shot. All right, folks, let's take a quick break. On the other side of this, we never got to Oprah or the Justin Timberlake song. We'll talk about it on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. Tonight is a can't get much worse. There's no one should
ever feel like I'm two quarters in a hotel. Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, listen to me. Imagine, wait a minute. The intern told me to set the scene for this commercial read, so. All right, let's fade that out, sorry. All right. Imagine the unthinkable. Imagine an internet with no Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, the humanity! An internet with no Fat Guy Radio Show is plausible. But you can stop that from happening. How? I'm glad you asked. By subscribing to our monthly bonus show, Afterbirth. It doesn't hurt to subscribe. It's real freaking easy. You go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, and through our partnership with Patreon, you subscribe. It's $3 a month. Avoid the cataclysmic world-ending possibility of a Fat Guy Radio Show-less internet. And get the other fat fanatics to subscribe as well. Put it on the Facebooks and the Twitters. Fat Guy Radio Show, bonus show, Afterburn. Only if you want to save the fat internet. Thank you.
That one was nice.
That one was good. He's getting creative with these.
Yeah, he is.
I'm wondering when it will stop.
I can't keep doing this.
He literally
2025.
He literally wrote in there, read slow, Spartacus bed.
Nice.
Did he really type in? Oh, damn.
No, he didn't write that. He wrote in, oh, the humanity. All right, let's get to it.
Okay.
The freaking Justin Timberlake song that's breaking the internet.
Right.
Okay, there's two things that have broken the internet since 2018, and Fat Guy Radio Show is at the cusp of it.
The cusp.
One, Oprah.
Mm. Yes.
2020.
Mm.
Second, Timberlake.
Mm.
Brought sexy back twice.
Twice.
So, Lip, do you have this damn song?
I do.
Wait, before we get into the song, though.
Please.
Because he teased releasing that song.
Like a year ago?
No, but... like on his Instagram and everything, he's been like talking about getting back to his roots. Now, you for people who don't know Justin Timberlake, he comes from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
So the roots there, his roots, the whole thing is called Man in the Woods. Everyone was afraid that this was going to be an all country album.
So people were see, I'm unplugged when it comes to music, so I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they thought that this was going to be an all country album.
Yeah, because he was talking about getting to his roots.
Is his roots? His roots aren't in country. His roots are in Disney.
His roots, he got a little country in him.
He started as a Disney Mouseketeer with Britney.
Singing back up to Dolly Parton.
Is that what he said?
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Because I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
There's Justin Timberlake now. All right.
But no, he come from Memphis. That's like the heart and soul of the blues country city.
That's the heart and soul of country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memphis,
so like,
Tennessee.
So to say that, yes, he's an R&B soul singer, but to say he doesn't have any country in him would be a bold-faced lie. He has to have some country background.
So he was born in Memphis?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I thought he was born in L.A. He's just,
and he was talking
he
about
don't look like a Memphisist.
He doesn't. But, and he was talking about getting back to his roots. The whole thing was talking about, like, him being in the woods, the nature and everything.
Oh,
and
Lord.
He was throwing all these country-sounding themes out there.
Were people thinking that was going to come out with him in a guitar and he's barefoot and he's singing about, all the pine needles coming down to save my old house. I lost my little doggy when I hit him in the mouth. Were they expecting that type
I don't
of
know scene? What I don't know what they were expecting, but then... That was actually really good.
Thank you.
I didn't know you could freestyle country.
I could That was folk.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And the trees and the birds singing fairy tale songs as I looked down the river and I stepped on Little Frog. Thought I was going to have some bad luck looking down the road, but I realized I wasn't a frog. It was actually a poisonous toad.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Nice switch up. It was a poisonous toad.
A poisonous toad got the foot.
See, not that I was a horny toad.
Oh, no.
I thought you stepped on Little D.
It got...
Oh.
Oh, no.
Filthy.
Oh, that's actually the name of the song.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah,
it's
filthy. But all right. He, with his promo video,
okay,
I noticed that the song that was in the promo video had a little bit of guitar in it, but it didn't sound like a country guitar.
Okay.
And then there was scenes and shots of him talking with Pharrell. Pharrell's not a country guy.
Mm-mm.
So when I was like, no, he's working with Pharrell, there's no way this is a completely country album.
See, when I saw that, I thought it was just going to be an Arby's commercial with Pharrell in the hat. Yeah, no, 2009, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that was way, I Dudley Do Right.
I apologize.
He's a Mountie.
Lady K called me talent.
Ooh, talent.
Because I can write a folk song.
Now I want a freestyle folk song, but I can't.
No, don't do it.
I can't.
Don't steal my thunder with Lady K. I don't have many things that impress her. Trust me, let me have this one.
Okay, I got you.
When she finds the light switch.
When she finds the light switch, she's going to be depressed.
I'm surprised she's still with you with all them phone books y'all done used.
I know. I even get phone books from my neighbor's house and throw them at her. All right. That'll leave marks.
This is filthy.
Is this a clean version or are we going to be dumb?
No, it's clean.
All right. So he was working with Pharrell.
Yeah.
Pharrell is not country. And this is what we get. Let's hear a little bit of it. All right, DT, what is your take on? Have you heard the song?
I heard the whole song. So it actually released last week when we were recording.
On a Thursday. Yeah.
So when I left the studio, I had downloaded it.
Because you had the iTunes read.
So I downloaded it and I bumped it on my whole way home. And the feel I get from it was his voice sounds like a Prince type voice. Like
it is Prince-esque.
I got that Prince feeling.
Yes.
I also got futuristic rock, aka Daft Punk. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a Daft Punk song to me.
Okay.
And I like it.
You like it?
Like I was expecting, like how everyone was talking, I was expecting country. When this came out, I was like, okay, I see it. And then I saw the video when I got home that night. And the video makes it even that much better.
Is it in your playlist?
Yes, it actually is.
You added it to your playlist.
I do bump this.
Lip, what do you think about it?
This is my first time actually hearing it.
And what is your first impression? Your 30,000 look, 30,000 foot look.
It seems okay to me so far.
Yeah?
Just this beginning part.
Remember that bit we used to do?
I know.
Go ahead. Do it.
Let me tell you why I blew it up.
Too much
computer? Me and my buddy Ryan, who works with me at GCU, mm-hmm. and works with a good buddy Bill, who I've mentioned on the show before. Ryan asked me about this on Saturday when we were getting ready to shoot a GCU women's game. And I said, no, I haven't heard it. I knew there was a song that had come out, but I hadn't heard it yet. So he pulled it up on his Galaxy Note, and I thought the Galaxy Note speaker sucked. Because I didn't like what I heard. He played it from the video, so I heard all the elements at the beginning, and 5 seconds in, I was out. He's like, the song hasn't even started yet, Corey. I'm like, oops, sorry. I misjudged it. Then the song started, and then I still went 5 seconds in, and I gave it back to him. This, I believe, is Justin Timberlake going a little too far outside of his box. Mm. I understand that he's trying to reach. I understand that he's trying to get in times with it, but I like the Justin Timberlake that, number one, had at least half real instruments. All of that we just heard is somebody's MacBook Pro. There ain't one real musician in that song. That is all contrived electronically. Now, granted, that's what today's music is, but it doesn't appeal to me. I want instruments. Justin Timberlake has an amazing talent. He has an amazing instrument in his voice. And I think that this song does not do that amazing talent and that amazing instrument justice. It's buried. It's like the vocals are an afterthought to the music. Like Pharrell got in there, and is this produced by Pharrell, by the way?
I do not know. I can whoever find out
the,
right now.
Okay, whoever the producer is, they went in and wrote the music and then told Justin to come in and sing under it. Justin Timberlake sounds like his voice sounds like the guitar accompaniment to a country ballad. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for Justin. I think Justin is above that. I think his fans, how is Justin going to dance to that song in his concert?
Oh, he is going to dance. The whole video
is him dancing.
The video is him in like a Steve Jobs-esque type of role, where he's like introducing this robot and the robot is dancing, but it's all Justin's move. And in the making, they had Justin do all these dance with like the little balls on him and everything to get the robot movement going. And it's like a showcase of this dancing robot that does all this stuff. It's pretty cool. You should watch the video.
All right. I'll watch the video.
Just mute it.
It just didn't work. I don't know. It didn't work for me when Ryan played it for me. And it still doesn't work now that I'm hearing it through our processors and everything else. And I heard it earlier in the week as well. And I just think that Justin Timberlake, this is a miss for me. This is a miss for Justin. I think it's going to be something that is going to burn hot because it's something that Justin has done and he hasn't released music in quite some time. People, it's going to burn hot and it's going to burn quick. And it'll be an afterthought come end of February, 1st of March.
Whoa. He just released... I have the producers to this song. Okay. Justin Timberlake, Timbaland, and Danja.
Timbaland.
Well, Justin Timberlake, Timbaland, and Danja. Okay. It's a collective production.
So everybody was just like, hey, pile this on, pile this on, Justin sing.
But, yeah. But what I was going to say is I think this is the perfect song for him to release. Like you said, it's going to burn quick. It's going to burn fast. And I feel like I know you like Justin with the real music.
Sexy Back.
I think
that song had staying power. Sorry to cut you off, but Sexy Back still is popular today.
And there were no real instruments in that one.
But it
No,
it's not about the real about the fact that there's not real instruments. It's about the fact that his instrument is not at the forefront of this song.
Dill pickle.
Bringing Sexy Back was the his vocals were the forefront.
No, I get you, but I feel like there's going to be more songs with staying power on this album. I think this was the perfect song for him to release as a single to get people hyped. Because like you said, he hasn't really released anything since Can't Stop the Music for Trolls.
Right. And here's another thing. I'm going to argue my own point. Is anything that comes out today a staying power-esque song?
Nope.
So everything is a quick burn.
Flash in the pan.
Yeah.
But the thing is Justin has staying power.
His career does.
His flash in the pan, usually, because what other songs? There's other songs, like Can't Stop the Music. Perfect flash in the pan song to get us all hyped up, and he didn't release anything. But it was a flash in the pan song. He has he released the right singles that gets you excited, and then he released good albums. So I'm hoping this album has a lot of good songs.
I hope something
on
this album outshines this.
And
because this is just, it's just way over the top for me.
Yeah, and that's what I like about you is like me and you, we like songs that are popular, but at the same time, we like more the B-sides.
Yeah,
we like those deep cuts.
I like the deep cuts are where, because the deep cuts are like when you really get the raw.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that this isn't a good song. I'm just saying that this does not fit the talent and instrument of Justin Timberlake.
But you got to remember, this song is not for me and you. This is for everyone else to get them excited. We're waiting for the deep cuts.
Yeah, these are the same people that I'd be voting Oprah in office in 2020. All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, Corey goes to the doctor and the prognosis is death. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an Apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at FatGuyRadioShow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Core E. Blaze, for Halo E. Sigs.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, deal.
Pickle.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Sigs. It was so cool. Let me tell you about the personal attention Halo 6 gives you. I ordered some new coil replacements. I order them about once a year. They're about $12. They come in a pack of five for my Triton Tank 2. And the coil is a little itty-bitty little piece that actually burns the e-liquid to create the vape.
Okay.
Those coils wear out. They're wear-outable pieces, but they're inexpensive. $12 gives you five. And guess what? That little five-pack lasts me a whole year. $12 a year. Ain't nothing.
No.
I ordered them, and they were out of stock. I kid you not. I placed the order. Matter of fact, I have the email. I placed the order at 12:35. I'm sorry. At 12:35 yesterday afternoon online.
Okay.
At 2:30, my phone was ringing, and it was an 888 number from Florida. And it was a representative from Halo 6. Not because I'm Corey Blaze on Fat Guy Radio Show, but because I'm Corey Blaze, a customer. Halo 6 called me and said, we wanted to let you know we are out of stock of the 0.75 ohm coils for your Triton 2, but we have in stock the 1.75. So do you want to switch or do you want us to put you on a wait list for when we get the order in for the 0.75 because the Triton 2 is very popular? I told her, I said, well, I have the 1.5, and then we went back and forth about why I wanted to go back to the 0.75 coil versus the 1.7 coil that I have now. And she gave me a tip on why I wasn't having the most effectiveness out of the 1.7 coil for my Triton 2.
Ooh.
Because I was dragging on my vape too often. I was hitting it too often, and she suggested that the coils work best if you give a 30-second break in between drags on your Triton 2. That was my mistake, which is an amazing tip. You can go to a vape store, buy these machines, and you go home and you have to figure them out for yourself. This is the personal contact from Halo Cigs to their customer within 3 hours of ordering it online. That's how quick it was. If that's not customer service, I don't know what is. Needless to say, end of the story, I ordered the 1.75. I switched the order over. She switched the order for me. I didn't have to do anything else. We talked about 10 minutes on the phone about how to get the most out of my Triton 2. And it was amazing just to have that one-on-one personal contact with someone from Halo 6. She called me.
Yeah.
Not because I'm Corey Blaze from Fat Guy Radio Show. Let me make sure that's clear. She called me because I was Corey Blaze, the customer. She had no idea about Fat Guy Radio Show. She was in the product services. She was in shipping and receiving or whatever.
Wow.
And she wanted to make sure that, hey, instead other companies would have just let, I would have just stood here and waited or got an impersonal email that said, hey, we're out of stock. But no, they called me. If that's not service, I don't know what is. You want that same thing, get started at FatGuyRadioShow.com and click the Halo Cigs banner. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to Mata Martha D. Tay.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
I'm dying.
Joe Pickle.
Of course. Everyone's dying.
No, I think I'm... As I approach a...
Pickles.
As I approach a monumental birthday, and I'm not going to tell you what birthday that is, but there is a zero in it.
50.
I am approaching this...
Turning 60.
I am approaching this huge birthday, and I'm starting to think that everything is falling apart. My allergies have taken on to another level. I have not been able to breathe through my nose for months. And I have been using Afrin. So finally, I go to the doctor. And I got irritated with my doctor. Number one, I don't know what it is about this new check-in time thing. Your appointment's at 1:45, but your check-in time's at 1:30. So you show up at 1:25 just to sit there until 1:50.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly what it does. That's exactly how it happens. You show up 5 minutes before your check-in time.
Okay.
Where your check-in, for me, the process is to go in and sign at the counter. Write your name, write your check, write the current time, write the time of your appointment, and the doctor you're there to see. Because I'm at one of those cattle call doctor offices now where there's like several doctors back there. I don't have the personal concierge doctor that I had before because our insurance keeps messing up and he can't make any money off of it. So I have to go to a normal commoner's doctor.
Okay.
I'm not bitter about it. So I go to the doctor's office, which is 5 minutes up the street from my house.
Okay.
Convenient.
Yeah.
I sign in at 1:40. I'm sorry, 1:25.
Okay.
Check-in time is at 1:30. At 1:50, I get called up to the counter and handed a stack of paper to redo all the registration for 2018.
Why did y'all give me that when I first walked to the counter?
Exactly. Because I was in there with everybody else. There was 12 other people in there hacking and coughing all over me, and my OCD is going insane. So, finally, I get called up to the counter, get another stack of paperwork. I scribble through that whole paperwork. They don't read that crap. They don't read those legalese papers until you want to sue them. Okay. So, one of them, I didn't even write my name on. I wrote Mickey Mouse. I guarantee, I literally wrote Mickey Mouse on the signature line just to see if she would catch it. Nope, didn't catch nothing.
You really wrote Mickey Mouse?
I literally signed MickeyMouse.
Wow.
Purposely.
That is hilarious.
Transposed my birthday. Instead of April 16th, I was born April 61. Did she even catch it? Nope. Took the paperwork back up there. Took me 3.5 minutes to fill out the paperwork. Guess what time the little MA, the medical assistant, came out to get me?
2:10.
2:05.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there in this petri dish of an office until 2:05. And she finally comes and calls me. Hi, Kari. Kari Blaze. She gets me. She takes me back in there. She sits down. She does all the vitals. What are you here for? Blah, blah, blah. Then the doctor comes in and gives me a prognosis of death. What I don't like about my doctor is that every time I have gone and seen this new cattle call office doctor, mm-hmm. he always refers me to a specialist. So here's my thought process. And I said this to him today because I had enough. I'm tired. I'm upset.
Okay.
I looked at him and I said, why do I come here when you could just easily just tell me over the phone to go to a specialist? When I came here and needed a new ass, you did nothing. You doctored me not. You sent me to an ass specialist.
Okay.
I come in here now because my nose is clogged and I can't get it unclogged. You've doctored me not. You send me to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. Every time I come in, I came in here for a little rash that I had on the back of my leg one time.
Mm-hmm.
He doctored me not.
Did he send you to a leg specialist?
He sent me to a dermatologist specialist.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering, what the hell does he do?
Take your money.
He takes my little $25 copay, puts me in the back room, takes up 75 minutes of my, not even 75 minutes, 15 seconds of my time with me in his exam room, and then he sends me to a specialist where I have to pay another copay to see the specialist.
Mm. He's a middleman. He's the guy.
Who is this guy? Why is he in the middle? When is he? And I asked, and I was rolling my eyes when he was saying this, and he stopped, and he says, is there something wrong? I'm like, yeah, I'm a little irritated, Dr. Patel. Why, every time I come to your office, you are just referring me to another doctor? When do you doctor?
What did he say?
He says, well, our offices here don't have the necessary tools to give you a proper exam and proper diagnosis. I said, so what tools do you have here so I can go home and get the right ailment so I can get my money's worth coming to this office? I was irritated. I don't want to go back. I don't care if I don't go back. Every time I've gone to see him, he's referred me to somebody else. What has he done? He takes my copay. He bills my insurance for observation costs, and that's it.
It's finder's fee.
He
finds you a specialist to help you.
He sends me to the real doctor. It's a waste of time.
He's the doctor guy.
He's the doctor referral coach. Is all that he is. And I had just had enough today. And I was not overtly mean and rude about it, but I really question why every time I come and see you, you send me to a specialist. When do you doctor?
That makes sense. That's a very viable question. Like, why am I coming to you? I'm spending a crap ton of money.
And time
to come down here.
When do you doctor?
What do I need to hurt myself with for you to do your job?
Right.
Instead of pawning me off on somebody else.
He pawns me off to somebody that's even more expensive.
I got it. I figured it out.
Well, please help me.
This is the guy who didn't finish medical school. But he said he did because he's Indian.
He is Indian. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy, young guy, very personable. And here's the thing. When I think about all the ailments, he's done nothing for me.
When he finally does subscribe something to you,
it's going to kill me.
It's going to be Vicks VapoRub.
No, you know what he subscribed for me today that was a waste of $25?
What?
Flonase.
Flonase?
He said, use Flonase up my nose. It will give me some temporary relief. So I immediately beat Cheeks out of his office, went to the local drugstore, saw that Flonase was $25. 25 bucks, Lip.
Didn't do squat. Wow.
And it did nothing. I went back to using the little $7 Afrin spray just to get some temporary relief, which is what I do. I spray half a bottle up my nose so I can come in here and talk to you guys on the show. so I don't sound like, hello, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I wake up in the morning gasping for air because my nose has completely swollen shut, and we're trying to figure it out. But now I have to make an appointment with the specialist, and I went to his office today. Today is January 10th, the day that we're taping the show. Guess when the specialist appointment is?
January 30th.
Lip?
January 27th.
February 12th.
Wow.
Worth it.
Wow.
Worth it. And then he said, I need to come back in 2 weeks. For the rest of this week, between now and the end of the week, I need to find time to go get labs done. So I need to get blood because he thinks I'm fat and dying. And then I need to go back in 2 weeks to get a complete physical because he wants to touch all of my body.
Oh, so he just had a crush on you.
I'm fine with that. I get a little Indian. What?
What? That's why he's referring to you as a specialist. He has a crush on you, and he can't, as a doctor, physically work on someone who he wants to have sexual relations.
Well, he needs to stop taking my money so I can use that $25 copay so me and him can go up the street and have some Starbucks.
Okay.
You know?
Let him know. So, I smell. I don't really smell what you're laying down because my nose is still clogged. But
I can't smell. It's bad.
I'm digging what you're laying, big chicken. All right.
I hear you clucking, big chicken.
All right. Let's stop all the flirting.
Yeah.
Let's get to dating.
Let's get.
And then I'll get a new doctor who actually doctors.
Yeah. I'll take the doctor on the other side of the hall because there's a couple to pick from.
There you go.
Just line them up. It's like go down there and play Plinko with doctors. Slide your little chip down to whoever slotted lines in. There's your doctor.
And then you get your dill pickles.
Oh, dill.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you. My apologies to Justin Bieber. He was too busy singing back up to that Justin Timberlake song. Today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Cloud Cam. Add it to your Alexa collection and do all your Amazon shopping through our Amazon portal. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime, thefatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Phil Olympias.
Goodbye.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze saying, Night Lady K, not Night Mata Martha. Sorry about the Facebook issues, folks. We'll get them resolved, and we will see you next week on another Wednesday night. Doesn't seem like people like the Wednesday at 7 o'clock, but we'll see how it works next week. We love you guys, and just bear with us. Only a few more months of this augmentation schedule and basketball season is over. All right, tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, oh, deal. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Bye.